this particular topic, which is the impacts of regional planning decisions on permitting and financing. So to cover this topic, I'm going to proceed in this manner. I'm going to talk about water planning basics just in general, so you'll have some framework and understand how to get plugged into this topic. And then I'm going to talk about the intersection of planning and permitting. I'm going to talk about the intersection of water planning and water project financing. I'll talk briefly about some planning remedies, and then I'm going to leave you with some policy questions that Mark Taylor, my co-author on this paper, who's sitting in the audience, raise your hand, Mark, yes, that we pondered while we were writing this paper. So obviously I can't get into planning in a lot of detail or permitting and financing because that, you know, to go in depth on all those topics would take me 4 to 5 days rather than 45 minutes. So instead, I'm going to talk about where these things intersect. But first, you'll note that this presentation has a question posed in the title, and that question is, whom do you sue? And if you're only still in this room and not trying to get some lunch because you want to know the answer to this question, I'm just going to tell you the answer to this question. We're going to talk about some possible plaintiffs at the end of this presentation, but the truth of the matter is you aren't going to find any satisfactory remedy after a planning decision has been made. So that's actually why you have to stay here and listen, because you have to be involved in the planning process. You have to be involved early. You have to be involved often. It's a long project, a prospect. You have to understand how planning affects both permitting and financing. And by being involved for a long time, I mean years. So this is from the perspective of a water supplier trying to develop a new water project.